It's member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, all things considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Guitarist Tommy Emmanuel starting a Hawaii tour tomorrow at the Blue Note running through Sunday before hitting the Mac on Monday, and we got a chance to speak to him about his unusual life and very early start with music. How much does your mother teaching you to play lap steel guitar at 4 years old factor into this technique today?
Well, she showed me how to play chords and how a song works. She would say, okay, this is the introduction. Now we've got the first verse, and this is the chord structure. And now we go into what we call the chorus. And then we go into another verse, and we've got another chorus. Then we've got an instrumental break. And then there's a key change. And now we go up to this key, and then we sing the chorus out.
And you were four, and this is the dialogue with her?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. When I think about the earliest memories that I have of playing music, it was mostly Hawaiian music. We were into Sol Hupai. We were listening to a program on Radio Australia called Hawaii Calling. Traditional Hawaiian music, lots of ukuleles and steel guitar. So that was my first real love of music. My brothers and sisters all loved music and wanted to play, so we played together as a family band.
At 6 years old, you're a working, traveling, professional musician with your family.
Yeah.
You guys are living out of a station wagon, touring Australia. So you talk about experiences that shape a person for life, and now you're a touring musician, still playing the instrument that your mother sat you down and explained in that profound way at four.
It was the most unusual life. But, you know, I'm still doing the same thing, except the only difference is I'm staying in nice hotels, I'm flying around, I'm playing in beautiful halls.
And that includes in 1987 touring, opening for one of the biggest music superstars.
Right, we were on tour with Tina Turner. That was an amazing tour. We did 36 dates all around Europe. But I think the tours that changed my life as an artist would have to have been in 1988, I toured Australia, opening for John Denver.
Wow.
And then 1990, I toured with Eric Clapton as the opening act. That tour single-handedly elevated me to another level.
Do you still remember the first time you met him?
It was in the city of Adelaide. The first show, we were doing our sound check, and Eric's guitar tech came over and said, "You guys are really good, and I'm going to get Eric to come early tomorrow and see you." And I said, "Oh, thank you." And sure enough, the next night in the same venue, I came out to play, and I'm about halfway through the first tune. I look over, and there's Eric watching me. And then I got an invite back to his dressing room, and him and I talked a little while. And he's a guy of few words, really. He just said to me, "Well, it's obvious you've been doing this for a long time, and I think you should keep going," kind of laughing at me. In other words, that was his kind of backhanded compliment.
Right.
You know? If there's anything I've learned about the business I'm in, Dave, just show up and do your best, because anything could happen. Like after Michael Jackson died, I had just flown into London on my way to Moscow. I had 3 days with my two daughters, and that's the only time that I could see them. And my phone rang right as I arrived in England, and it was Michael Jackson estate. They were asking me to come to Los Angeles to play on the posthumous album called Michael. I said, "I can't believe it. I can't come to Los Angeles. This is my only time to see my daughter, and I have to be here in London." And the guy said, "Oh, you're in London? We can do it there." You know, so that's what I mean.
Well, one more before we wrap it up. Being Australian, I got to believe at some point you crossed paths with AC/DC.
Oh, sure. I fixed Angus's guitar for him one time back in the 70s when they were playing around Sydney a lot. I was working in a music store, and Angus came in one day, had his guitar with him, and he said, "It just doesn't sound real good, and I can't get it to feedback, I can't get it to do this and that." And I had a look at it. Everything was full of sweat and junk. The frets were all green, and he just hadn't looked after it. I just pulled it all to pieces, cleaned it up, put it back together, and reset everything, and he thought I was a genius. You know, all I did was clean it, really.
I knew that you'd have a story. Giving you a hug, a high five.
Right, thanks for talking today, Dave. Aloha, people. This is Tommy Emmanuel, and you're listening to my good friend Dave Lawrence. Please make a pledge or donate to public radio in Hawaii. They need your help.